You're listening to SBS News.
The Morrison government has launched a new mental health care campaign to encourage Australians to look after their mental health. The How's Your Head Today campaign urges people to know the warning signs and seek help.
With the world turned on its head, many of us aren't feeling like ourselves. But what happens in your head doesn't have to stay there. There are things we can do to feel better, like staying connected, keeping busy, and being active. How's your head today?
It will be launched on TV, radio, online, through social media, and in shopping centres and venues, and will continue through to next year. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says a significant impact on mental health from the coronavirus pandemic warrants a need for greater support.
In Australia, there's hope and there's help with regards to coronavirus and mental health. This has been the hardest of years. We know that. Arguably the hardest year Australians have faced since the Second World War.
Crisis organisations and suicide prevention services are experiencing higher demand as the COVID-19 crisis has resulted in isolation, financial stress and job losses. Mental health charity group Lifeline says it received a record number of calls for help in April and August and is now receiving at least 90,000 calls a month as of September. The $10 million campaign will be translated into 15 different languages, including Italian, Vietnamese, Korean, Hindi, Turkish, and Greek. Dr. Judy Tang, a commissioner from the Victorian Multicultural Commission, says while it's a welcome start, the federal government needs to ensure that all language groups are eventually accounted for.
I think it's a good start that it started off with 15 languages. Hopefully that information will come out, but I'm sure, as you know, within Victoria in itself, we have over 200 languages and one in five people actually speak a language other than English at home. So certainly it's a great start, but I hope there's definitely much more to come and we actually will see something come out of it from all of this.
The National Mental Health Commission says Australians from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds struggle to obtain adequate mental health support because of factors including stigma, language barriers, and unfamiliarity with how to access care. Giancarlo De Vera is a non-binary queer Filipino Australian who has had long-term mental health issues based on a history of complex trauma. He says culturally appropriate mental health care is vital, particularly with added stresses from the pandemic, in helping look after the mental well-being of Australians from multicultural backgrounds.
Without the meaningful support of our communities, mental health support, no matter how well-intentioned, can be undermined. And so these community supports can obviously come from the family, can come from the family, can come from our social networks, can come from our faith communities, even our sporting communities and our unions. But the value of those communities are important. And recognizing that as a trading professional has helped me in my experience of the system.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says basic language errors uncovered in previously translated COVID-19 communication has led the federal government to work jointly with multicultural community members to ensure mental health care messaging is clear. In addition to the campaign launch, Mr. Hunt also revealed details about the Morrison government's COVID-19 vaccine rollout plan, saying manufacturing is likely to start this month.
The medical expert advice is that health workers and the elderly are the top of those priorities. That will then lead to a second stage of the strategy, which will come in December, which will give greater detail on the rollout and also the general population priorities. But what we want to do is give every Australian who seeks to be vaccinated, that capacity over the course of the coming 12 months.
The announcement comes as Australia achieved a five-month milestone in its daily coronavirus tally. For the first time since the 9th of June, the country recorded no new locally acquired cases. Australia's hardest-hit coronavirus state, Victoria, recorded a second straight day without any new COVID-19 cases or deaths. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says if states can maintain low virus numbers, then Australia's internal borders could be lifted as soon as Christmas.
As confidence is built, we want to see those borders opened as quickly as possible. I think there are no Commonwealth decisions and no AHPPC or the medical expert decisions as to the closure of internal borders in Australia.
With the holiday season fast approaching, the push is growing for a national bubble to allow for unrestricted interstate travel. 25-year-old Sydney local Sambhavi Jayakumar says for Christmas her large Sri Lankan family normally celebrate together, and she is hopeful that that tradition can continue this year as well.
For Christmas, definitely, like, the whole family usually gets together. It just, you know, has, like, a big family lunch kind of thing.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.